Department of Education opens two more investigations into Harvard University. By Katherine Hamilton on March 25, 2026. The Department of Education on Monday announced two more probes into Harvard University over allegations of discrimination and anti-Semitism. The Education Department's Office for Civil Rights, OCR, said it will investigate whether or not America's oldest and richest university continues to use illegal race-based preferences in admissions, despite the Supreme Court's 2023 ruling striking down affirmative action. OCR said it will also investigate alleged ongoing anti-Semitism on the school's campus and its purported failure to protect Jewish students. Harvard University should know better. Its name will always be tied to the landmark Supreme Court case that found sweeping racial discrimination in admissions, and the campus has been in the spotlight for tolerating egregious anti-Semitic harassment for years now. OCR will investigate these complaints thoroughly, U.S. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon said in a statement. No one, not even Harvard, is above the law. If Harvard continues to stonewall as we try to verify its basic compliance with anti-discrimination statutes, we will vigorously hold them to account to ensure students' rights are protected, McMahon added. The Department of Education noted that OCR also issued a letter of impending enforcement action to the school for its alleged refusal to provide requested information relating to its admissions process. In May 2025, OCR opened a review to determine if Harvard is still using racial stereotypes and preferences in undergraduate admissions. Despite OCR's repeated requests for data, Harvard has refused to provide responsive information, which is necessary for OCR to make a compliance determination, the department said in a press release. Harvard has 20 calendar days to comply with OCR's information requests or the school will face enforcement actions, including referral to the U.S. Department of Justice. The new investigations also come days after the Department of Justice, DOJ, announced a federal civil rights lawsuit against Harvard University, accusing the school of failing to protect Jewish and Israeli students from harassment and discrimination following the October 7, 2023, Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. A spokesperson for Harvard University told Breitbart News via email that the school is reviewing the U.S. Department of Education's latest actions, which represent the government's latest retaliatory actions against Harvard for its refusal to surrender our independence and constitutional rights. Harvard is firmly committed to confronting anti-Semitism, following the law, and ensuring that our Jewish and Israeli students, faculty, and staff are supported, safe, and fully included in campus life. Harvard has taken intentional, sustained steps to strengthen policies, accountability, and education aimed at preventing harassment and discrimination, while fostering an environment of open dialogue and mutual respect, the spokesperson said. Harvard continues to comply with the law in its admissions practices, including the Supreme Court's decision in Students for Fair Admissions, and does not discriminate on the basis of race, ethnicity, or national origin, including shared ancestry, the spokesperson continued. Harvard continues to engage with federal agencies in good faith and to provide information consistent with our legal obligations and institutional responsibilities. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.